It's Lunar New Year. 2025 is the year of the snake, which symbolizes shedding things that you no longer need to grow. Like not getting out on the weekend, for example. On Saturday, there are several ways to celebrate Lunar New Year. Friends of the Rail Park host its annual celebration from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. with family-friendly activities and a flower market. Dilworth Park's Lunar New Year includes ice skating, red envelope giveaways, and a sampling of food by award-winning chef Ellen Yin. That's from 5 to 7 p.m. On Sunday, Chinatown hosts a parade complete with the traditional firecrackers and lion dances. It starts at 10th and Spring at 11 a.m. We'll have more celebrations on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. After expending all that energy celebrating the new year, you're going to be hungry. Fortunately, Northern Liberty's Restaurant Week starts tonight. Participating restaurants are offering $25, $35, and $45 pre-fixed three-course dinners. Set up a nice date night and make those reservations for discounted dining while you can. The week goes through Saturday, February 8th. Another family-friendly event is happening, but you may want to arrange for someone to pick up the kids afterward. The Academy of Natural Sciences is hosting Dinos After Dark on Friday. It starts at 5 and includes entry to three of the museum's current exhibits, including ice dinosaurs. At 8:30, the kids have to go in favor of the first ever winter dino ball, which is 21 and up only. There you can dance by the T-Rex to tunes spun by a DJ and walk in the dinosaur parade. It's for a good cause, supporting the Academy's efforts to educate people about the natural world. While we're on the subject of the natural world, phoenixes, well, they're part of it too. But the one we're talking about is 20 feet tall and made of wood. The Firebird Festival returns to Phoenixville on Friday. It's considered the Burning Man of the East Coast because after the community spends months building the phoenix, they burn it. Things get started at 4 p.m. at Veterans Memorial Park with a drum circle and fire dancers and spinners, along with live music performances. The burn starts at 8 p.m. Let's get ready to rumble! The art battle has come to Philadelphia. Artists get three rounds of competition to create a winning work as decided by the audience. Once there's a winner, all the art is auctioned off. The bout takes place at Spin Philadelphia on Friday from 6 to 10 p.m. Sneakerheads rejoice. SneakerCon is here. The 15th convention at the Pennsylvania Convention Center on Saturday boasts 300 vendors who are expected to offer more than 10,000 sneakers. And if you're looking to sell, bring all the sneakers you can carry to the trading pit. Real heads know that organizers also have some holy grails to showcase the rarest and most expensive sneakers in the world. Philadelphia 76er Tyrese Maxey is scheduled to stop by with the latest from New Balance. Doors open at noon.
One winter morning, Peter woke up and looked out the window. Snow had fallen during the night. It covered everything as far as he could see.
That's an excerpt from Ezra Jack Keats' classic children's book, A Snowy Day, one of the first to feature a Black main character. Just in time for Black History Month, the African-American Children's Book Fair, now in its 33rd year, is at the Pennsylvania Convention Center on Saturday. Despite the limited options at the fair's onset, founder Vanessa Lloyd Sombody wanted to foster a love of reading in young children. Now, it's one of the biggest conventions of its kind in the world. The free event goes from 1 to 4 p.m. Black History Month is celebrated at the Philadelphia Art Museum on Sunday with a special event. The family festival Better Together includes admission to the Time Is Always Now artist reframe, The Black Image. While there, you can create paintings and portraits inspired by the exhibit, meet an artist, and join the party at the end featuring a live DJ. The event goes from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that have hurt you, and you'd stay.
We can't turn back time. but we can enjoy the memories that Cher music brings. The Cher Show checks into the Grand Opera House in Wilmington for 3 shows, 1 on Friday and 2 on Saturday. The Cher Show covers her 6 decades in music, movies, and fashion, punctuated by her greatest hits. If you missed anything, head to our website, whyy.org/things to do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more weekend options. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone. Yeah.